This is a sermon from Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you for joining us. Learn more at wdmcovenant.org.
Hello and welcome to everyone here. It's lovely to see you at this time of year. I'm sure there's no doubt that you all know the reason for our celebrations at this special season. It's not about parties. It's not about presents or parties or fun or family games when it's all said and done. They do have some value, they all have their worth, but none is as special as Jesus' birth. So now, as we start our nativity play, we have a clear message to give you today. We start as the children are sat up in bed when each of them should have been sleeping instead.
It's the night before Christmas and we should be snoring. Normally we would because bedtime is boring. But how can we sleep when we know Christmas Day is quickly approaching? It's well on its way.
How can I sleep when I'm waiting to see if anyone has any presents for me?
Mom told us not to get overexcited because all of our family and friends are invited.
I really love Christmas. The presents are great. I can't get to sleep. It's getting quite late.
Now it's the bedroom when no one is sleeping. The grandpa is listening and slowly he's creeping. He bursts through the door in a stern voice and shouts,
"What are you doing? What is all this noise?"
All of a sudden, the children sit down, and Grandpa looks cross with a terrible frown.
"But Christmas is coming. We're sorry. It's just we can't settle down, but we know that we must."
"I'll tell you what, children. I'll do my best to help you calm down and get some rest. Now get back in bed, and I'll read you a story that tells you at Christmas who should get the glory."
The children are settled, and while Grandpa read, they pulled up the blankets and sat up in bed. And this is the story that Grandpa Steve told, the Christmas nativity story of old.
The story starts a long time ago, in a faraway place when a Roman emperor called Caesar Augustus was ruling over all the people. He didn't care how poor the people were. He was determined to make sure that no one escaped his taxes. So he sent his soldiers to make a special announcement.
"Okay, what is it?"
"Hearie, hearie. He listened to me. Caesar Augustus has made a decree. All his people, that's everyone here.
And all of the empire, far and near, must go to be registered where they were born. So all of you get packed and set off at dawn."
So a couple named Mary and Joseph set off from Nazareth, where they lived, to travel to Bethlehem, where Joseph had been born. Mary was expecting a very special baby, who an angel told her was God's son and should be named Jesus. And so, after a long journey, Mary and Joseph finally arrived at Bethlehem, tired and weary, and started to search for somewhere to stay.
"Knock, knock. Hello, is anyone there? We need a room. Do you have one to spare?"
"Don't bother asking. Please go away. We don't have a room left for you today."
"Knock, knock, hello, is anyone there? We need a room, do you have one to spare?"
"Don't bother asking, we're busy. Please go away, we haven't got time for you today."
"Knock, knock, hello, is anyone there? We need a room, do you have one to spare?"
"You're too late. Full up. Please go away. We don't have time for you to stay."
"Go that way. She's got over there."
"Knock, knock. Hello. Is anyone there? We need a room. Do you have one to spare?"
"Sorry, I'd love to invite you both in, but as you can see, we don't have any rooms in the inn. I do have a stable if that's what you want. I know that's what you want to be choosing. It's up to you. You're welcome to use it.
We're desperate, so even a staple will do. Come on now, Mary, let's get you some rest. I know it's not great, but I have done my best.
So Mary and Joseph settled down for the night in the stable, and while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. He was a beautiful baby boy. Mary called him Jesus, as an angel had told her this was to be his name. She wrapped him in a cloth and laid him in a manger. Meanwhile, out in the field, some shepherds were watching over their sheep to keep them safe from dangerous wild animals. All of a sudden, a dazzling bright light appeared in the sky, and the shepherds were terrified.
What's that in the sky? An incredible light?
Yes, what could it be at this time of night? The light's moving closer. What could it be? It's so bright, I'm frightened, and now hard to see.
Do not be afraid. I bring news of a birth. God's son has been sent as a baby to earth. You'll find him in Bethlehem laid in his bed, but not in a palace, a stable instead.
Then, all of a sudden, a whole host of angels came from all around, and the whole place was filled with beautiful music as they sang praises to God.
Let's go to Bethlehem and search for this king.
But what shall we take as a gift to him? I'm just a shepherd. That's all I am.
Then why don't we take him our very best lamb?
So the shepherds set off to Bethlehem to find the special baby.
Thank you.
The angel was right. This is just how she said. The baby is laid in a poor manger bed.
Please, can we see him? He's special, that's clear. We brought a lamb. Shall we just leave it here?
Please, can I get close to him? To kneel at his feet? Aw, look at the baby. Isn't he sweet?
So the shepherds stayed to worship the baby Jesus. How amazing. Nobody liked shepherds in those days, and yet they were the first people to hear about the birth of God's Son, and from an angel as well. But some more people were on their way to see the baby Jesus, some very important people. They were the wise men, respected by everyone, because they knew so much. They studied the stars and found a new star, which was so bright that they knew it meant something very special, that the baby was going to be the King of the Jews, had been born.
The wise men are clever. To them it is clear just what it means now that I've arrived here. I'm guiding the way from high overhead to lead the wise men to the stable shed.
So the wise men set off on a very long journey following the star, knowing that it would guide them to Jesus. On their way, they stopped at King Herod's palace and were invited in. They told Herod all about the special baby and that they were searching for. And he pretended to be just as excited as they were, but really was plotting against Jesus.
A baby who will be the King of the Jews? Please tell me more. This is fantastic news.
We saw his star so special and bright. We came from the east and followed the light.
We've journeyed so long, but we have not far to go. We'll find him, then come back and let you know.
If you want to go to him, we'll find out where, then we can tell you so that you can go there.
The story is amazing. Please carry on. I wonder what he will say when the wise men had gone.
Well, Herod had a plan. He didn't like the idea of a new king being more important than him. So he was very jealous, and he planned to find out where the baby was, and he would have him killed.
If all that they said turns out to be true, he'll be more important than me. That won't do. When they all get back with the news of the boy, I'll send out my soldiers and have them destroyed. Ha, ha, ha.
But don't worry. God warned them in a dream not to go back to King Herod. So he never did find out who the baby was who would be the King of the Jews.
I think I've been tricked. Those three wise men are not coming back from Bethlehem. This is not fair. I will not rest till everyone says Herod is the best. Ha, ha, ha.
But Herod and his horrible jealous behavior, well, that's another story. Let's get back to the three wise men who are on their way to Bethlehem. And as the wise men followed the star to Bethlehem, they saw it come to rest over a stable. So they walked in and saw the most amazing sight. The baby, the one called Jesus, was laid in an animal feeding trough. Can you believe it? Just lying in a manger. But they still recognized him, and they knew that this was the baby born to be king. They bowed down to give him their gifts.
So this is the baby. We've came a long way to worship this child of yours today. We brought gold fit for your king, who will be the ruler of everything.
I bring you fragrance, sweet. I'm glad to be able to bow at your feet.
I bring you myrrh and expensive perfume, like Jesus' presence, it fills the room.
And so, even on the very first Christmas day, people celebrated Jesus' birthday with gifts, and today we give presents to each other to remember that very first Christmas. So now, all you children must do your best to get some good sleep and plenty of rest. And when you wake up in the morning light, remember the story I've read you tonight.
Thanks, Grandpa Steve. Now I'm sleepy. I hope I don't dream about Herod. He's creepy. I'll dream about sweet baby Jesus instead. And his birthday's coming up, and I'm in my bed.
We hope you've enjoyed our nativity play. There's just one more thing that we'd all like to say. Together now, children, tell everyone here, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Thank you so much, Covenant's kids, and special thanks to Laura Schieber, to Lisa Albers, our director, to Barb Storjohan, our costumer extraordinaire, William, our accompanist, and all of our helpers today and as we've gotten ready for the Christmas program. Thank you so much.